Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The best part of that day was when we didn't even get on the boat yet, and he walked right out up over his waist in water.
You might have left that out, Mike.
How did you break through like the Russian machine? How did you break through that iceberg?
Russian machine never breaks.
Alex, do you need a napkin?
Nostrovia!
I don't know what I expected. It just, it was kind of neat because you always see him in
I
the parade.
I expected a higher voice.
I did too, I guess.
Everybody expected that.
Deviated septum?
Yeah, well,
like Curly. Yeah.
And I apologize.
Curly?
I apologize for the audio.
Look, mittens. No.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Two of my delightful daughters are daughters. I'm sorry. One of my daughters.
Two dictators.
And my son. What?
Two dictators.
Two Canadian dictators.
It'll be the greatest agreement in the history of agreements. I'm very excited about the agreements. It's big. It's powerful.
Can you give us any details, Mr. President?
Yes. The details are detail one, big. Detail two, fantastic. Detail three, Nobel Prize.
That's a detail.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for a Tuesday. A special guest. Rarely do I allow people into my bedroom studio in the wilds of Maine, but I'm here with my friend, Mr. Zach, who Zach is the gentleman who loaned me Gami the truck until we went into the land of Subaru. And now that we are in the land of Subaru, we no longer have the truck. But Zach is a Maine lobsterman and also a man who knows his way around here. And yes, when I follow him into mechanical garages with his friends, yes, I am intimidated. Zach, good to have you on the show.
Thanks, Mike.
And thank you for having me on your lobster boat.
No problem.
And thanks for everything you do for me and my family up here.
Absolutely.
How are you today?
I'm great.
You've wanted to see the studio for a long time. Are you impressed by it?
I am.
That's good. I'm glad.
It's magic.
That's a positive thing. What?
The magic of technology.
The magic of technology. So, yeah, this is where the magic happens, Zach.
Great.
Yeah.
So, Zach, the other day, I just want to start, and then I'll turn it over to the two laughing hyenas, and they'll be able to pick at my corpse.
Aww, my question. Sad,
well,
right?
My question to you. So when I went into the garage the other night, when we were picking up the truck that we got fixed, and you began to engage your buddy in like what it seemed like 6 hours of conversation, my question is, I didn't speak then, and did you detect that I was uncomfortable in that situation?
I thought you were a little whacked out.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Whacked out.
I didn't feel like I can contribute anything to the conversation. You were talking about like repairing things.
Yes.
Like how you, Zach, let me tell you what a man's man is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Zach, you changed the transmission in a couple of your trucks, right?
Just the one of my buddy.
Okay, but you actually did it yourself.
Yes.
And you can do that.
Yeah, sort of, I guess.
All right, well, so that's a good thing, and yeah. I think that's wonderful, and I just didn't really have anything to say to your buddy. You were talking about going like camping in the Maine woods and mechanical things. Sorry about that.
I thought you were just at a loss of words.
I really was.
Which is strange for a talk show host.
Yeah, professional communicator.
That's what I said. I said, it's funny, you talk to millions of people, but you can't seem to talk to two guys in a garage.
Yeah. Well, you were talking, and it was like you were saying, well, and I was like sitting there going, you know, I felt like every word that would come out of my mouth would be like a, hey,
hi,
hi boys. All right, here I'm gonna hand Zach the microphone.
Okay,
and I'm gonna turn it over to you guys. I'll just sit quietly by. I will grab the microphone if it gets out of control.
All right. Well, so far in this interview, we seem to have focused on the differences between you and Mike, but we know from past episodes you two have become quite good friends. Can you describe some of the commonalities you share with Mike O'Mara?
Jesus
Christ,
Rob. Well, they're both white.
Well, I think we look the same.
Yes, you do. You do.
Why don't you let Zach talk?
Yeah, Zach.
Right into the
microphone. I'm not really sure. I guess we both like the water.
Sense of humor.
Sense of humor. I like to pick on Mike. He tries to pick on me, but I'm usually getting him.
Oh, nice. Like that.
That's
like
good.
That.
You know,
he likes the outdoors when we're up when he's up here.
Sense of humor is a great way to build a friendship on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a good.
I have a follow-up question if you don't mind, Rob.
Yeah, please.
Zach, when Mike first rolled into the neighborhood and you saw him get out of whatever vehicle he had at the time and you saw his wife, Carla, get out of the vehicle, did you think, wow, looks like somebody brought their pappy up? Or did you think that they were actually married?
Well, I met Carla first with somebody else.
I bet you
sure
did.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Her grandfather, apparently. And then I only met her just the once, and then I plowed the driveway all winter, and then the next year she asked if I'd stop by so I could meet Mike. So I walked in the driveway not knowing what to think. Mike's on the porch smoking a cigar.
Oh, nice. Like Goodfellas.
At any point did you think it's very nice that she brought him up here for one last visit?
Maybe the first reaction.
One of my favorite stories that we've heard is when you took Mike out on your lobster boat. And there was, if you could recap for us, there was some special can that you had that you used ongoing that Mike threw out of the boat. Do you recall this? And can you recap that story for us, please?
Yeah, somehow there ended up being a Bud Light can, one of my traps. And we were hauling the trap, and Mike grabbed it and chucked it overboard. And that beer can had been in there all summer long. I guess. They all seemed to like it. I always had lobsters
like
in it.
You didn't like it when I threw it out. You said it was good luck.
It seemed to be. It worked.
I didn't mean to throw your can out. I'm sorry I did that.
The best part of that day was when we, before we even got in the boat yet, and he walked right out up over his waist in water.
You might have left that out, Mike.
Said he was trying to help.
All right, so Zach launched his skiff, and I didn't realize that I thought I would be helpful and walk out and like lead it out into the water, and I walked up over my knees in the water, and you said that's not the way it's done.
No, I can get on that boat and usually not get wet.
Okay, and I did, and you indicated to me that I'd be a little uncomfortable for the rest of the day.
Yeah, so usually wet boots in the first thing in the morning is never a good day.
I love going out on Zach's boat, though.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Wet boots. You've always said
What's
that? You love wet boots. You've always said
well,
that.
Well, the last time I went on Zach's boat last year, my daughter came with me, and I brought just a folding chair and put it in the back of the boat and fell asleep, which was... that's the way I'd like to do it this year if we go out.
Fall asleep?
Yeah, I'd like to fall asleep. That's what I'd like to do.
You know, if you have wet boots, it's a good way to stay awake.
Well, I mean,
it's like Vivarin.
So how's the lobster fishing this year, Zach?
Pretty dry so far.
Yeah, it's not good this time of year. So be aware, all around the country,
market price.
Your local red lobster, prices are going to be going up, right?
They should be going down another month or so.
Oh, they're going to go down in a month? Okay.
Mike,
what is the lobster season? I mean, is there like a certain season when it's easier to pull more out?
Usually the lobsters hit up here from like right after the 4th of July until 1st of November. Usually we do pretty good.
And the rest of the year they're in Fort Myers?
No, they're more like England.
Okay, I was just kidding.
A great day for you, like a really, really good day on your lobster boat, how many lobsters will you haul?
Usually 1,000 pounds.
Wow.
1,000 pounds.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Do you even when you have 1,000 pound day, do you ever get in the water?
No, I don't get wet.
Are you talking about me again, ass? Is that what, he's enjoying that. This is what he wanted. This is what Zach wanted, you know?
Is Mike forever going to be from away, or is he becoming a little bit more Maine as the summers go by?
No, he's still going to be from away. He bought a Subaru. He's going to be an asshole now.
Yeah, Zach doesn't like my choice of vehicles. Why do you hate the Subaru?
This is because everybody that drives those are tree-hugging, goat-eating liberals.
Yeah. See, Mike? Goat-eating liberals.
Well, to be fair, I've never seen you eat a goat.
Liberals. It's a very comfortable car. But I miss Gami. I miss Gami a little bit.
That man is lying.
It's a lie. It's a lie. A vicious lie.
I know he's lying. He picked on it the whole time he had it.
Would you like to discuss the phone call you got from me over the weekend when we ran out of gas?
I've been dying to.
Okay, all right. So
I've been dying to.
Nice.
He wants to talk about it. Here, I'll give you the microphone.
A star is born. I'll see you later.
What happened?
So first off, I'll start with, he's too embarrassed to call me. He makes poor Carla call me.
Oh, Carla.
Says, where are you? I said, Serena, why? She goes, well, we might have run out of gas.
Oh, my God.
I said,
God.
How does one with a working gas gauge run out of gas? Not 3 miles from their house. So I went, got my gas, took it over to him, poured it into the truck, and Mike sits there with his head on the steering wheel the whole time, and I asked, what happened and why one with a working gas gauge runs out of gas? And he still did not have a good answer for me.
And then because I ran out of gas, we bought a Subaru.
That's right.
Yeah, I was wondering. I was like, what happened? Did that was your breaking point?
No, I thought the brakes on the truck might quit.
Got it.
The truck's got like 1,000 miles on it, and it's good. It's just broken in.
Just
how many
broken
miles?
160,000.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Why not?
300,000.
He's got a truck with 300,000 miles on it. I don't know why I'm translating for him. He can speak English.
Always buy American, Mike. That's what I always say.
That's true.
How many?
And don't eat any goats.
What?
Don't eat any goats, you liberal.
Okay. How many trucks do you have?
Love it.
And what's your favorite? The new one?
Probably my skiff truck.
Oh, his skiff truck. Okay.
Ooh.
So you have a plow truck.
The plow truck, which you had, Gami.
You have a skiff truck.
My regular cab, 3/4 ton.
You have your like really fancy, new, nice truck.
Yeah, I have a 2017.
And what's your other truck?
1989
S10. Nice.
How many miles on that?
I don't know, 130 or something.
You have a lobster boat.
And I have a lobster boat.
And you have an ATV.
And I have an ATV.
You have a lawnmower.
And I got two lawnmowers.
You have two lawnmowers. What other? Do you have any other things you put gasoline in?
Pressure washer, outboard, a couple outboards.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love it.
Basically, if you drive by Zach's house, it's just floating on gasoline.
I was going to say, these gas prices must be killing him this summer.
Yeah, you don't like it when gas prices go up.
Irvin stops at my house.
Irvin is the gas man? Gas company.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, so you have like a tank on your property so you can
fill he doesn't have a tank on his property. He was being funny.
Oh, well, we really thought he had a tank. I apologize.
In that room, you see, we have Pony Boy right there. We have Oscar Santana and we have Rob Spiewak. Who do you think would do well on your boat?
Probably Pony.
Pony? Why?
Right, because he'd take up the least amount of room.
Because he looks like a greenhorn?
He looks fairly fresh. He looks like he probably isn't quite as sappy.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And you know, frankly, he looks like your last stern man.
A little bit, yeah. He's got a beard and looks kind of like he's a little more tougher.
Yeah.
How about that, Pony? Yeah. What do you think of that?
Thank you. I agree with you. You're absolutely right.
He owns a Subaru. He's owned a Subaru his entire life.
He's a Subaru guy. I don't need goats, though.
He's at least one of the ones with a little body on it.
Yeah, he's got a sporty one.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah.
I have a question for Zach, if you don't mind. I want to ask you, and as a friend, I'm asking you, fast friend, Zach. Mike is looking forward to the next chapter of his life of health and mobility. I don't know if you've seen him in his driveway with his bike, but he has been pedaling up and down that little driveway just like his son does.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking.
I've been pedaling down Cross Road out here.
Excuse me. And he needs a bike buddy. Are you willing to ride bikes with Mike?
I will follow him in my four-wheeler.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
As a safety measure, that's a very good idea.
Zach's got to go put some gasoline in other engines. Do you have any last questions for him?
Yeah, I do. What's your favorite thing about Mike?
Oh, God.
That's great.
Yeah. I think probably a sense of humor. That, and he lets me pick on him.
Oh, that's
sweet. I think that's nice.
I have another question. When you go over for Mike to bake clams, do you bring extra clams?
We brought 13 pounds last week, and we ate every bit of them.
Whoa.
13 pounds of clams.
Nice.
The greatest, most beautiful clams.
Nice.
There is nothing better up
You almost
here.
Sound like the president, Mike.
Yes.
There's nothing better than these clams. They're fantastic. Oh, I know. And how many guns do you own?
I don't know. Five, six.
Five or six?
Yeah.
Would you like to list them for us now? It's always fun. I always like to know. I like people to know that I'm wide open.
You're
in the know.
I mean,
he's
sure.
a sportsman
yeah, yeah, yeah,
to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, actually, it's hypocritical, so we won't list Zach's guns while we're here. realized that might damage my last thing. You know, every town for gun safety.
Sure.
And I'm having Zach list his guns.
Like,
you know?
There are bears in Maine.
Yes.
You know what? But it's great.
My guns, it might take care of the skunk problem.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that.
That'll be later in the show. We actually do have a skunk problem that we'll be talking. So anyway, Zach is a wonderful guy, and he's he's like an older son to me, and he's people don't realize this. Zach is actually 11 years old. I know it doesn't look like that to look at.
And a full beard. Bless his heart.
Are you hauling today?
No.
What are you doing today?
I'm going to work on a guy's boat.
All right. Very good. What's the name of his boat?
Marita K, I think.
Marita K. All right. Well, I guess you coming over for supper tomorrow night?
I am.
All right. Well, nice having you here. You went over your allotted time. What do you think of that?
That's awesome. Well, you too.
All right. Bye-bye. You know how to let yourself out.
I do.
Bye, Zach.
Bye, Zach.
That's
good
Zach,
to meet
everybody.
You.
That's Zach. Man of the water. And I'll try to talk more when we go to the mechanic's garage.
Man, Zach
rules. Mechanics garage. The garage. Mm-hmm. I should just say the garage. The fact that I say mechanics garage makes me sound like a candy ass.
I think it's nice. Rules. The automobile garage.
Let me put my headphones on.
Please.
Please, Mike. Come on. Get things together.
Oh, jeez.
Mike, you never told us he was so young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a kid.
Oh, yeah.
He's a kid. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I told you he's in his
You like
20s.
Him young, just like your wives.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Why did you make that homoerotic?
Well, I
did,
what?
No, it's an ageist remark, if anything.
Yes, if anything.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you've got your little old Matt Dotson up there just for you. It's nice.
Kind of like my intern.
That's right.
Kind of like my intern.
Your life intern.
My intern, but I bet you Matt Dotson couldn't work that well on a goddamn combustion engine. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'll give this little cookie an hour before we're doing the no pants dance. Time to musk up.
Wow. Never ceases to amaze me. What cologne are you going to go with? London Gentleman or... Wait. No. Hold on. Blackbeard's Delight.
No. She gets a special cologne. It's called Sex Panther by Odeon. It's illegal in 9 countries. Yep. It's made with bits of real panther. So you know it's good.
It's quite pungent.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it's a formidable scent. Stings the nostrils. In a good way.
Yeah.
Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, let's go see if we can make this little kitty purr.
Hey, sweet cheeks. Got an invite I'd like to extend your way.
My God. What is that smell? Oh.
That's the smell of desire, m'lady.
God, no. It smells like a used diaper filled with Indian food. Oh. Excuse me.
You know, desire smells like that to some people.
What is that? It smells like a turd covered in burnt hair.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the heart of our nation's capital in the Podcast Village Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a radio show and podcast with a worldwide network of listeners who get it. And if you are here, you are in the now.
In and out.
You can listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app, and all items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with 2 B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. And you can call us anytime at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And welcome to the show. Our show today brought to you by Yoko Seo. Do you work in marketing? Do you believe in the work you do?
Why?
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 Why? Why? Why?
Yoko Seo is a digital marketing agency, and they ask themselves those same questions, which is why they only work with organizations who have a purpose beyond profit. That's not to say profit isn't important, because it absolutely is, but that doesn't have to be the end of the story. And at Yoko CO, they understand that. So if you believe in the work your organization does, and if you show up each day for more than just a paycheck, you should give Yoko CO a look. They offer a range of digital marketing services, including website design, search engine optimization, social media, and email marketing. If you think you're not getting the most out of your website, Yoko CO can help. Learn more at yokoco.com/TMOS. That's yokoco.com/TMOS. And do it now.
Do it right now.
Perfect.
All right. Well, we know you wait on Tuesday because a lot of people send us little messages and they wanted to be in here, because it's not all about us, ladies and gentlemen. It's about you. And it's time for the mailbag. So let's open that right up right now, ladies and gentlemen.
It's all about you.
And Mike, before we do the mailbag, can I do a quick shout out to someone who stopped by Podcast Village yesterday with a gift for everybody?
I would love you to do a shout out. I didn't know we had Gift Corner to
it. Surprised me, because it was rather last minute. Matt Preisner, who is the commander and CEO of the Beer Enthusiast Society.
Oh, yeah, they had their event last night.
They had their event at Jimmy's last night, and it looked pretty great. Ooh. Jimmy, it looks like he took them to a local microbrewery or
look
something.
At that.
Jimmy hooked them up. But Matt Preisner stopped by with his wife and his child and dropped off a case of assorted microbrews and, of course, a 30-pack of hams from the land of Sky Blue Waters.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Lots of fresh beer for the fridge here at Podcast Village. So thank you, Matt. Safe travels.
30-pack of what?
Hams. Hams beer.
Hams
what's
beer.
What's hams beer?
I think it's a regional beer of
it's
the-
It's a Thanksgiving Day beer.
Of the upper- It's not kosher. It's
now,
from the upper north.
That's where you conjure a little bit, because the way you said it, like it rolled off your tongue like it's something you've been enjoying your whole life, but it wasn't, and I knew that's
no,
why
you don't
I had
know,
to ask
you don't know
you
the jingle? It had a jingle on TV. From the land of Sky Blue Waters comes a beer refreshing hams.
What was it, local D.C.? I've never heard
I think
of
it was
my
Jersey-ish. I think it was northern and Jersey-ish. I can Google it, but I don't know. I can't explain why I know the jingle.
I know honey-baked ham.
Oh, they're delicious.
Is there a
ham
Do
radio.
We have an intern that could bring us a can of it? I'd love to see a can
yes.
and see
yes.
what it
well,
looks
we've
like.
Got yeah, interesting.
I'm just curious. Do we have any interns?
We've got a bunch of interns.
Today?
They're all working.
They're all
lousy,
busy at their
lousy
stations.
With interns, yeah.
I'm just curious what, because I don't think... I have this like vague memory of it in the back of my mind,
I know,
but I don't really
and
know.
Beast?
Yes.
I don't know.
Did
hams.
Jimmy take all the beer enthusiasts back to his joint for a... Oh, there it is.
Hams.
Let's see. Born in the land of Sky Blue Waters, which is where? Where does it originate from? That's
Sky Blue
of.
Waters.
We care about our customers.
I'm sorry, there's an ad on...
Oregon?
Is there
Oregon, no.
Does it have a study of origin there?
Well, he's checking right now.
This
hams.
Is the land of Sky Blue Waters.
Ooh.
Land of cool and...
Probably Mexico.
They're plotting this. This is like 1910.
Yeah.
It's black
and
white.
Here we go. Here's the jingle.
From what, the 1950s?
Hams.
1956.
Refreshing. Hams beer. Do you think it could be a marketing campaign where the land of Sky Blue Waters is never specified?
Could
like
be.
Coors is Golden, Colorado. You
right.
Know
ooh.
That,
right.
But you amazed. Know the Rockies, right? They talk about the Rockies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's Coors.
Yes. What about
where
MGD?
Where is the land of Sky
MGD.
Blue Waters? That Miller Genuine Draft?
Yes.
Oh, that comes from a toilet.
But that's Milwaukee. Right?
I think Miller, yeah, Miller is Milwaukee. You're right.
Well, hams. All right. There
hams.
It is. And then Jimmy brought him back to that craft beer that he sells.
Hammed yams. Hammed yams.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find. It's not even.
Well.
It's not even on the Wikipedia.
All right. Don't
top.
Worry about it. Yeah. Let's move on, ladies and gentlemen.
Please.
They're
it
not
is time
meat.
For the mailbox. Today, June 12th, Adrian from New York turns 50. Not our Adrian, who's no. at Bonnaroo. By the way, any word from him?
Not like, a word.
I texted him yesterday. No answer. He may be dead. I know a couple of people died this past week.
Oh, my uh-oh. God. Adrian from New York turns 50. His parents, Guy and Rosemary Woodhouse, are ecstatic. Okay. They think he has the most beautiful eyes with eternal love. His real father, Satan. Oh, he has his father's oh. eyes. You wrote that whole last
no,
thing there.
No, this no? is from a listener who actually beat me to the punch. You know that today...
And his name is Adrian, and if he turns 50, he has his father's eyes.
Today marks the 50th anniversary of the release of Rosemary's Baby.
Ooh.
So Rosemary's Baby really is 50 today.
Oh, so the whole thing was... See, if I don't know it's coming, I don't do it the right way.
How do you know?
P.S. Hail me. That means hail Satan. All right.
While Hams is no longer an independent brewing company, it is still sold in select markets. It has had a resurgence in the Wisconsin area and is sold and brewed by Miller Coors of Chicago, Illinois. So it's a legacy beer that's been absorbed
big
by
beer.
One of the big,
big
one
beer.
By big beer.
But we still don't know where the land of cool blue waters, sky blue waters.
We don't.
No. Toronto. Yeah.
Could be Toronto.
From Mexico to Toronto. You've gone on both sides of the ball.
He's like the guy that puts a chip on everything on roulette.
Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, my daughter, Stasha, graduates from UC Santa Cruz. I'm sorry, when I hear Stasha, I just can't do it anymore. From UC Santa Cruz this Saturday with a dual degree in poker and extortion. No, I'm sorry. I'll start again. That's terrible, Stasha.
That's really bad. What's the matter with you?
My apologies. Graduates from UC Santa Cruz this Saturday, a dual degree in environmental studies and anthropology. Her mother, sister, and I are very proud of our little banana slug, who grew up listening to TMOS in the backseat of the car. Now she is ready to go out and change the world. Do you think Barack Obama could drop by and offer her some words of encouragement? Mm. Cheers, Dwayne Zach. Well, I guess for the first time, it's time to spin the wheel and see what happens.
How we do here?
All right, there we go. Former president, former president, former president.
Hey,
all right,
let's there you go.
Just want to say how to...
It's a president.
Stasha, nice job. I'm very glad that we are no longer in the fray. Congratulations to President Trump. I'm glad that... he's doing some international diplomacy. I suggest that he goes over to Tunisia and has a visit with little Jibril. That's all I got. Man, scrape the rust off that impression.
Haven't
Oscar,
heard from Jibril this summer. I assume he'll be back.
Well, we never know.
I hope so.
Maybe he's throwing the javelin.
He can find the way. All right, moving right along. Oscar, this is the letter, it says. This is not me saying this. This is the first part of the letter. Oscar, you are a douche.
Oh, that's true.
You see, I felt terribly bad for you when your cohorts from your other show decided to destroy your Funko figures.
Mm.
So I decided to buy you some. I sent you a status message on your Facebook page, and lo and behold, you liked it.
Mm.
Somehow, the order got canceled, so I immediately reordered the figures using the contact information on your page. I wrote in to let you know that they would be delivered to Podcast Village. You didn't respond. But when you received the package during the show, you said you had no idea who sent them. Oscar, you are a douche. And so I say with all due respect, oh my goodness, F you, Oscar.
Oh, man. That's rough.
Manny Villarreal.
Oh, Manny, we've had such a good relationship over the years. Things
Manny,
turned.
What
kind
these,
of relationship?
I've written Manny back and forth. He's asked a bunch of questions. We've commiserated about the show. I think I'm going to get a nice thread.
Sounds like that's over.
Oh, the Funko figures that you opened just the other day.
Yeah, they're proudly displayed here at the office in a safe space. I apologize for not saying thank you. There's a couple of things that I will share with you is that sometimes when gifts arrive to us, we don't get the gift letter with it, regardless of what you give in the package.
Yeah, you must be specific.
What's supposed to come.
I make every effort to communicate
we don't get
when gifts
that.
Come. Yeah.
And two, the gift of giving is what it's about. It's not about thank yous. It's more about just giving.
So Manny, if you play your cards right, this is Mike speaking right here. If you play your cards right, I'll make sure you get yourself a VIP backstage pass to Las Vegas. That's how much we'd like to see you.
Oh, wow.
But you gotta still play your cards right.
Yeah. Yes, please play those cards and play them right.
Thank you. Next letter. Fellas, as a courtesy to Rob, I submit this letter free of spelling and grammatical errors.
Thank you.
This week's mailbag finds me escorting my knockout wife, Megan, to a mountain cabin in Big Bear, California to celebrate our 10-year anniversary. I got mine next year. I make it. Shortly after we were married, she became very sick and could no longer work. Eventually, she was diagnosed with a host of disorders that fall under the umbrella of dysautonomia.
I think
dysautonomia.
Autonomia. Dysautonomia.
Mr. Roboto?
Dysautonomia.
Domo arigato.
Oh, excuse me.
Domo arigato dysautonomia, a breakdown of the nervous system that controls the body's automatic functions like heart rate and digestion. Jesus, that sounds terrifying. Despite her difficulties, Megan has been a wonderful partner to me, a loving caregiver to our dogs, including a Chihuahua who has proven impossible to potty train, and she is the toughest MF-er I know. And even though she doesn't get it, she gets that I get it, and that's good enough for me. Hopefully, when you come to Vegas, you'll get to meet her. By the time you read this on air, I will have already purchased our tickets for the live show. Woo! Keep on keeping on. By the way, 10 a.m. this morning.
Yes.
For the P1s. Alan Gijax or Gijax or Gigax.
Gigax.
Well, I'm glad you know, Rob. Thank you. Las Vegas, Nevada, home to TMOS Live 2018. Moving right along. Hey, guys, if you could, please wish a happy birthday to Kelton. He turned 12 this past Saturday. Kelton! He is a lifelong TMOS listener and has to put up with me, who not only forgot to send an email about his birthday ahead of time, but also did not teach him how to ride a bike. Oh no, dear.
Yeah.
My daughter, who I, my other kid that I taught how to ride a bike, is sleeping soundly.
Snoozing.
Little under the weather. Peter Ostrander. P.S. Hi from Emmy, former intern working in radio this summer in South Carolina.
How about that?
Wow.
Good for
her. That is awesome. Love hearing that.
Yeah, I like that.
Moving right along, I would like to wish my girlfriend Meg McCauley a happy 38th birthday. Her birthday was this past Monday. I wasn't sure which would make her happier, to send a birthday request before her birthday or after her birthday. I guess I'm going to find out. Dating is hard. Am I right, ladies? Meg is new to the show, so could I get a traditional TMOS birthday song to help acclimate her to the best podcast ever? Yours in Chrissy Metz, Mark Sabaty. And this is for Meg McCauley. All right, happy birthday for her. One, two, three, and... hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. Alice McNeese. How did you know Gigax and Gigax? And how did you know that? How did you know that pronouncer?
Because he has sent promos before that we played on the show, so I've had back and forth with him. Gigax.
Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. Alice McNeese. She's one of yours, Mike. I guess that is that, is
an
that
Irish thing, I believe, yeah.
She turns 3 years old. Hi, Alice.
Yay. Woo, Alice. Alice. Alice.
She turns three. I like to tweak it up for the kids. She turns 3 years old on June 14th. Alice, listen, it's Donald Duck sneezing. Every year, you guys have wished her a happy birthday. This year, could Charlie wish her a happy birthday? Oh, I was already doing that shtick. Of course he can. Charlie, come in here.
Da, 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 da.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello.
We have a greeting we need you to do.
What?
Alice is turning three.
Three.
Thanks. That's what I was going to do.
Yeah.
Hi, Alice, how are you? Okay, when the timing goes, that's the last vestige. Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
All the best from her childless uncle, Henry Jenkins. Uncle Henry. That's uncle awesome. Henry. Be like my Uncle Bill Sheehan. Just bring a $5 bill.
Yeah.
Yes, anyway. And hand him out like it's water.
Put them in one of those little narrow cards where you just see the face of the president.
I love those.
It's a wonderful idea. Dear Mike and crew, my 45th birthday was June 9th, so this weekend I'm challenging myself by running a 30K trail race. That's about 19 miles, called Run for the Hills. I'm anxiously going to save this episode to listen to while I'm running. Okay, if you're running right now and you're listening to this episode, who's the guy? Jimmy. Jimmy in Salem, Oregon, okay? Listen to this, okay? You're running right now, and you've got headphones on, so you probably can't hear your own breathing. So let me do this, all right? Sorry.
That is just wrong.
It will be an amazing motivational boost. Hearing my birthday wish read on the air. Yes, Jimmy. I realize that Ovechkin is busy carrying the cup around D.C. and drinking.
Yes.
But could he please skate by Podcast Village to offer some advice that will help carry me through the race? How did the grade 8 overcome their cracking under pressure phobia? And what will it take for me to go the distance? This is from Jimmy Shandog. Let's bring Alex in right now. Alex doesn't like volunteer stuff, so Oscar and Rob will have to just ask him what he can say to Jimmy. So let's bring it. Alex. Alex, come in here.
Oh,
Alex.
Yes,
how did you break through like the Russian machine? How did you break through that iceberg?
Russian machine never breaks.
Alex. Oh, do you need a napkin?
Dostrovia! Dostrovia!
Can you tell me? Can you tell us some of the things you've drank out of the cup?
Oh, champagne, beer, wine, vodka!
Yeah!
Stanley Cup, the great day! Kunz, my trophy too!
Alex, before you go, what's your secret?
Yeah, what is the secret?
Secret is Russian machine never break! Everyone have a good day!
Bye, Alex!
Try to play!
Where are we going to? Mr. Day!
Just pulled that one out.
Mr.
I don't know.
Mr. Day's is a great poll.
That is a good one. I like it.
Is it still around? I didn't know. You know.
They'll open it up for him. They'll open it up for him.
All right, moving right along. Hey, Mike, it's a great deal of fun to take. That was the drunk Alex Ovechkin.
Loved it.
It's a great deal of fun to take the Ben and Jerry's tour in Vermont. Is that next week?
Next week?
Yes, it is.
Next week. Michael Colburn already wrote me because he knows me so well. Told me we're going.
Confirmed.
Anyway. God, I'm an idiot. God, things that motivate me. Look how fat I am. And I should be 3,500 miles away from that factory, but I'm going.
The siren call.
Just enjoy it.
It's the siren call of the ice cream machine.
It's a great deal of fun to take the Ben & Jerry's tour in Vermont. Little Michael will love it. I'm a skinny guy from Texas, and my bride still takes every opportunity to show people a picture of me with my face pressed up against the window that separates the waiting rubes from the magic. That'll be me. Look at that. It's coming out of the stainless steel thing. It's coming out of the stainless steel tube into the cup.
You know a good kitchen.
Yeah.
I was raised on Bluebell ice cream because it's made in my state. It's crap. If you put a half gallon of Bluebell on a scale next to a half gallon of Ben & Jerry's on a scale, I bet Ben & Jerry's outweighs Bluebell. Bluebell is nothing but air bubbles. Wow.
Yeah.
Somebody's got a real H.O. for Bluebell.
An H.O.?
To sum it up, it ain't a fat guy thing. It's just the best ice cream ever. Also, Rob, the other day when you said, I hate everything, I unhinged my jaw. Keep bringing the funny. I got to fix the printer. Dusty Woodard.
Fix the printer is right. Awesome.
Yeah, but he has an H.O. He has an H.O. for Ben & Jerry's.
Ubiquitous.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I hold in my hand the final letter.
Hi-oh! Woo! Woo! Woo!
May a diseased Singaporean rain on your Nobel Prize.
Hi-oh!
Here we go. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and assorted intern folk. Longtime P1 listener here, regular Amazon portal user, and bonus show subscriber from the get-go. Well, you get to get your tickets today.
Yes.
Here's a short note with evidence for you that TMOS is covering America like a giant condom.
Oh.
Last weekend, my girlfriend and I took a day trip to the central Florida town of Mount Dora. Don't ask me, Rob, but you can ask me during news you may not need.
Don't need to. I've read ahead.
It's about an hour north of Orlando. They were trying to see what they could find. Well, we found approximately 42,000 antique shops, so we went inside one of them because, of course, she wanted to. The proprietor was behind the counter talking to another customer as we entered. They were talking about Maine, which I soon overheard is where the shopkeeper spends part of the year. The customer immediately piped up, you know, there's a guy on the radio who does the same thing. He spends the summer down east but lives in Fort Myers the rest of the year. I looked at my girlfriend. He's one of you, she said, rolling her eyes. She sounds nice. I craned my head toward the customer, raised my eyebrows, and smiled. Mike O'Mara show? I asked knowingly. He nodded. I wish I could say we reveled in podcast brotherhood, but the smile I expected to see was instead a mix of panic and annoyance. As if I had asked him for a medical specimen.
So I just turned my attention back to the yellowed lace doilies and painted glass stemware that held no interest for me at all. Well, it wasn't a love connection. It was proof that the TMOS Nation is everywhere. Even in Mount Dora, Florida, elevation 184 feet. Because I know Rob will be curious. Keep bringing the funny guys. Jason Davis, the best letter in a break. That's fantastic. I like the elevation.
I like right, panic and annoyance. I think that's a great mix of emotions.
Like he was asked for a medical specimen. That's it. Haven't we all been there? We have something in common. But hey, by the way, I'm from that town too. And the guy's like, oh, good. Yeah.
Later.
Get away from me. Very good. A lot of people listen to this show.
Say hello to
themselves.
Each other. Say hello to each other.
Network.
Well, it's what we'll do in Vegas, right? We will commune with each other. Should be a lot of fun. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. The world is
It's Political Persuasions. And now, here's Chris.
Hey, it's Chris Frates with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I preview the North Korea summit, unpack that G7 food fight with our allies, and we meet the guys who taped Trump's papers back together.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. When was the last time you changed your home air filter? I bet it's been a while, and if you're supposed to do it, you should do it at the minimum four times a year. Yeah. Did you know that? Did they teach you that here? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Brad.
Do you want to breathe particles? Is that what you want to do? Is that what floats your boat? Do you want to have the gribblies in your nose 24/7? Is that what makes you happy? You want to have your kids struggle to breathe in your own home? If it's been less than 4 months a year, you're in trouble. Even more often if you have pets. That's why you need Filter Easy.
Perfect.
Love it.
Brand new air filters delivered right to your door. When a new air filter comes to your home, it's a physical reminder to change it right on schedule. You'll see the big thing right outside and you know, change the filter. No more forgetting, and you don't have to worry about the hassle of storing extras. The Environmental Protection Agency, that's the EPA for those of you that don't know the letters, they rank poor indoor air quality as one of the top five environmental health risks. In fact, indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. Be safe. Clinical studies show that air filters sufficiently reduce indoor air pollution, resulting in reduced respiratory and cardiovascular symptoms and even preventing disease. Filter Easy is a convenient subscription service for something you actually need. It's a no-brainer solution. That's why I subscribe to Filter Easy, and I love it when they come because it's the time to do it. It just tells me to change them. Just for our listeners, you can receive your first order free. You heard me, our magic word, free, by visiting FilterEasy.com or by calling 1-855-910-EASY. That's 3279. That's 855-910-EASY. Make sure you use the offer code TMOS. Sign up today at FilterEasy.com to get your first order free. Breathe easy and let Filter Easy do the remembering for you, ladies and gentlemen. I've got two of my progeny under the same roof. My daughter is in town from New York City.
So it'll be Catherine. Catherine's there.
Catherine is there, had a wild weekend, and because of that, the immune system taking a holiday, and she arrived.
Best with place to recover.
Yeah.
With a head cold. In my home, honey, go to sleep early, sleep late. Yep. Not that New York schedule. She works, her work week begins on Thursday because she's in the restaurant business and the starving artist, and she basically does auditions and that theater stuff during the week. So she took a rare weekend off with all of her friends coming into town to celebrate her 23rd birthday. Wow. And so she is here, and I'm letting her just chill. She's going to chill for 3 days. We don't have a lot on the docket. Everything that's happening is happening here. We're going to have fun here for her, but she's lovely, and she looks great, and she feels great, and outside of the cold. And my little guy is out of his mind to have his sister.
When you were younger, Mike, and you'd go back home to visit your parents from school or right after graduating. And I'll say to this day, the best naps I take, or if I pass out, and I really can't pass out anywhere else but my parents' house.
Oh, and I miss it. I would come home and I would eat
and I would chill, and I would sleep, and I would go into my childhood bedroom, mm-hmm. and I would go out, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And that's what we allow them to do here, and she's wonderful, and my little guy's very excited.
Now, he knew she was coming, and was the excitement like building up almost unstoppable for him?
Is his thing because he's soon to be 5 years old. His thing is that will Catherine play with me? Will Catherine play with me?
And you said, really did you tell him no?
Zach, who you just met, when Zach comes over, Zach's like 25 years old.
Young buck.
So Zach chases him around the yard, and it's like, and Daddy's like, sitting up there with a smiling Irish pastor going, don't hurt yourself. There you go. Have fun. Hey, you do what you
But
have
you're talking to,
do.
To Zach.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Don't hurt yourself, Zach.
Are you, has Michael
you
played
pick
any,
me up tomorrow.
Has Michael played any more guitar?
No, because that's at the other house. That's kind of the house we sneak into and sneak out.
Because I was thinking of, I know he
You're
has
not
a
bird. The only one.
Stop it. We don't talk about that. I know that, change the locks, dear.
Yeah.
I know that he has a birthday coming up, and I had an idea for a gift, but I kind of need your approval for it.
Ooh.
Do you think he would like a ukulele? Julia was not much older than him when he got when she got hers, and it's really kind of his speed.
It's
he showed
kinda,
some
yeah,
prowess.
Perfect for him, and then Daddy can steal it when he goes to bed, and I can do my Don Ho impression.
Mickey-licky-lucky.
Habadoop-netta. Let me see if I got one. Do I have one? Please. Please tell me I've got something. Islands, please. I'm looking.
A
right
ukulele.
Here.
Who are the most famous ukuleleists?
Don Ho.
Arthur Godfrey.
Yeah, and you know who else? At the end of his life, George Harrison of the Beatles didn't like carrying a guitar around, so he would travel with...
Isn't there a guy named Tim?
Tiny Tim. Yeah, of course.
Oh, mecca lecca hi, me hiney ho. Mecca lecca hi, baboo. Are the island going away? Oh, I got two. Okay, shut up. All right, whatever. I wish it was all instrumental, but it's not.
But George Harrison would travel with two ukuleles because it took up less room than a guitar, mm-hmm. and he'd like to duet with people.
Could
so
he
at a
compose
party.
On them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wow. Absolutely. It's a four-stringed instrument, and it's much simpler than a guitar because it's only four strings.
What about a xylophone?
A xylophone is not a stringed instrument and hard to carry around.
Man.
A glockenspiel.
Wait. I just got this. Do you know who played ukulele?
Who?
The time is finally now. TMOS Live. 2018 in Las Vegas, Nevada, Friday, November 2nd, at the Council Chambers Theater at the Zappos Corporate Headquarters, downtown Las Vegas. It's the Mike O'Mara Show's one-night residency in Las Vegas. Advanced ticket sales are for bonus show subscribers. They open at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, June 12th. That's today.
Today!
Watch your email for your special access code. Oscar, has everything gone out? Everything okay? Everything on
yes,
time? Everything doing well?
In an effort to make things fair and people not yell at us, you will receive your email with your code at 9:59 if you're listening right now.
Eastern.
Yes.
People going a little crazy right now.
Yes, they are.
Tickets for non-bonus show subscribers and the rest of the free world go on sale this Thursday, 10 a.m. at Mike O'Mara Show.
Very impressed by the process, by the way. Once you get the code, you put it in, and then you buy your tickets.
Very cinchy.
Last part of the promo, read in Dan O'Brien style.
Good.
The Mike O'Mara Show Live 2018 in fabulous Las Vegas. Friday, November 2nd, presented by Zappos. Remember, what happens at TMOS Live stays at TMOS Live. Ring-a-ding-ding, baby. And viva TMOS. We're going to be down in the old part of town, which is where the Zappos headquarters is. And we're staying down there. Everybody's going to be staying down there. And
Dirk
Fastrick having a little attitude about the hotel? Is there attitude there? Because it's like, does he expect us to do anything with the hood? I just want to make sure I'm keeping all the P1s happy. He's a Hall of Fame member. He's been a little vocal. I just want to make sure.
I have been in contact, even on my sick day, Mike, with a handful of...
Stones?
Luminaries.
Oh, okay.
The Stones, they're not cooperating, but the Luminaries are.
Good.
Okay, so you've been talking to people. I just need an update because
look, I'm going to know if we do anything with the hotel, yes or no, by Wednesday, because I have a conference call with Zappos, and they have relationships with hotels in the area.
They're connected to the entire city.
To the entire city.
They're
right?
the best friends to the
did
city.
You get wangled in? Did you get wangled into being a travel agent?
No. I said, let me look into it. It's on our itinerary to talk about, and we will all let you know yes or no by the end of Wednesday.
Good.
Cool.
Well, so that's 10 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
Today's
really, Tuesday.
10 minutes from now as we tape this show.
10 minutes. Live,
that's when it's going to happen, and we're very, very excited.
I do appreciate the panicked energy and excitement on Facebook when an all caps post comes up that says, "Have you gotten your email yet? I even checked my spam folder."
Yeah.
And then Oscar replies, 9:59 a.m. Eastern.
9:59.
That's right. 9:59.
That way everybody gets a chance to buy them when they need to buy them.
Right.
Listen, I'm not really worried, but because we know kind of what our numbers are for these events, mm-hmm. but at the same time, this is a smaller theater.
I don't want boo-hoo-hoos.
Yeah, I hate boo-hoo-hoos.
And I am sorry for that, but that's the stat, you know, the 400 to 500 range is what we do with destinations. That's what we do with these cities because we don't need the overhead if we're trying at the last minute to put 2,000 people in a room. We don't do that. Now, as the show grows and, you know, we can be convinced in some of our larger markets like Washington and Sacramento area, we would do a 1,000 seat venue and we would do that without any problem. But when we're destination, that involves a lot of stuff. But still, because this is on the leaner side, I'm not saying this to create urgency, but I do want people not to get shut out. So I think we're going to be fine. I think we're going to be okay.
Mike, you are on the same page. I went ahead and for people that are in the know that I know are bonus subscribers that are friends of mine, I said, 9:59. I can't do anything for you. Get your tickets there.
Do it now.
I don't want the, can you get me in, this whole thing at the end of every show. Unfortunately, we have people being like, can you get me tickets?
Yeah.
No, I said, this is the link. This is the code. You're going to have that email. When you get it, do it through the email. You do not have to deal with this. Just get your tickets and get it over with.
I do feel we are the official podcast of Procrastination Nation. So don't do that. Act now.
I don't want to slam people for
They're not
Rob,
Procrastination Nation. They sell out all the time.
Yeah, but they
What I wanted to say was that one of the things that we were asked was again and again and again for our P1s, for the people that really reach out and support us by subscribing to the bonus show, which is the show would not exist without that component.
Mm-hmm.
We can make all the jokes about the limited number of the majority of our listeners that don't subscribe to it. Most people consume us for free, and we're grateful for that as well. But we've been asked time and time, will you give us a little heads up for the people that are bonus show subscribers?
Yep.
And this is the time we're doing it. We're doing it because we've been asked, and we think it's done really well. The rest of you will be set on Thursday, 2 days, when we will get those on sale. Not tomorrow, but the next day at the same time for everybody.
Boom, bam.
And we're looking forward to this theater out there at the Zappos International Headquarters. Mm-hmm. Is state-of-the-art.
Big
it is
deal.
A beautiful,
stunning.
Beautiful room to do the kind of show that we're going to do. And we're going to do a special show in this room, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And so for those of you that have been waiting, listen, we did it with a plenty of time for you to make arrangements and to get out there and to handle your work schedule and all of that. We did it about a year in advance last time, which was our fear of doing our first destination location.
Right.
You made us happy with that, and you did an amazing job selling that show out. And so, you know, but there were problems because we did it so far in advance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is pretty much for a long window of ticket sales. This is pretty standard, doing the 5 or 6 months.
Yes.
And if that's not enough, I apologize. We're doing the best we can. Listen, this is still uncharted water for us. This is the second destination city that we have chosen to do a live show in. And we know we've got a pocket of incredibly wonderful fans out in the Las Vegas area. And we're very, very thrilled to be going out to another great destination city with the plans for 2019 to do another great destination city.
Yes.
Because that's what we're going to do. And eventually get back to our home bases in the D.C. area and also in the Sacramento-Reno area. So be aware of that. We're very excited. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And we look forward to seeing you. So, you know, check your emails. They'll be coming up pretty soon that we'll be getting that out there. And everything's together. And then Thursday for the public, all tickets go on sale then. And I'd like to sell this thing out in a couple of weeks.
It'd be great.
So we can knock it out.
Because then we can talk about all that fabulous value-added stuff that we're going to be doing. Because, look, this is, look, this is two things. For you, this is a conclave with like-minded people that love this show, and we are grateful for your incredible support. For us, this is our biggest fundraising event of the year. Yes. This is now how we're going to try to monetize the show. So that's the reality of it, and that's how we keep things chugging. And God bless you for allowing us to do this every single year. We are really looking forward to seeing everybody in Las Vegas for TMOS 2018. We're going to take a break, and we will come back and more fun and more thrills on The Mike O'Mara Show.
The way you've been shopping on Amazon has changed.
What?
Would you like the details?
Yes, please do. Explain it to all of us.
Okay. All you have to do to make your purchases is click the Amazon link at the top of MikeOmaraShow.com.
I understand.
One click takes you there, and it's the only way the guys get credit.
I understand.
Regardless, it's pretty easy to figure out. And remember, when you buy something, say something.
Can't be. You can't be Jewish.
I'm not. But would you believe the resemblance I have to Gary Stein is uncanny?
What?
Amato loves Stein.
He does.
Amato loves Stein.
Who doesn't?
Everybody does.
It was just his birthday, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, 88.
Oh, that's great.
Happy birthday, Stein.
Yeah. Not on the network anymore.
Oh.
Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. No, we had a nice exchange. We did. Gary's a good guy. Here's a fact from Cornerstone First Financial. Home values are at the highest levels in 14 years, which means there's trillions of dollars in equity out there. It's the perfect time to use your home as a virtual ATM for debt consolidation, a divorce buyout, home improvements, or anything else, especially since the tax deductibility implications on a HELOC have changed this year. HELOC stands for a home equity line, you know that, or simply home equity line O credit. If you're buying a home, Cornerstone First Financial is a direct lender with their own money and can set their own rates and beat others. You can get pre-qualified before you work with an agent, so you know what you're qualified for, just like so many TMOS listeners have done before you. I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing, licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial.
Whoa.
Sorry about that.
Wow.
You're
I'm
right,
really,
Papa?
Really sorry.
Bring it up again. We'll
that
vote
was
on it.
Really, that was not even intentional.
Manly.
You know, really?
Look at Pony. Look at Pony. Pony.
That's
Pony
great.
That was.
Are you
great.
Drinking
That's
anything great. With carbonation, or was that just from no. water?
Is that no, just living just up there?
I'm reading that copy, and my, you know, I'm breathing, and I'm trying to get it all together, oh. and you know, I'm just trying to.
I know that when Ovi came in, you also blew a tremendous amount of spit out of your mouth. Are you overly hydrated?
No, I'm fine. I'm
okay,
just a,
it's
I
like,
got
it's
my
like
little
a
green
fissure
water
in Hawaii.
Bottle. In fact, some might say, as far as for an average broadcast, I should probably be wetting my whistle a little
yeah.
bit more. So let's see what happens.
There we go.
I was going to do a spit take, but I'm
no,
not going to
no.
I don't intend to do that. Oh, I didn't get to anything on the show today.
Who says you're not a real man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burping on the
yeah.
air and whatnot.
Yeah. Tell Zach what you did.
Yeah. Bring Zach back in.
Okay. We have a skunk. I'm going to have to tell you about that tomorrow.
Okay. Lay skunk
I
lay
be
pew.
Treated like beluga.
You,
in
would
my
you like
old
a rat update?
Too.
A rat update?
Yeah, well, that's on my list.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, good.
I was going to end with that, so I know that's good. That's perfect.
Okay.
And the Caps deserve, just let me just say this.
Please.
It'll be over. The Caps deserve to act like children. And I love the videos that I saw all weekend with them splashing in puddles.
Late
and
night last night.
Hugging each other. Did they have another night last night?
So last
oh, the
night.
Parade, the parade is today,
the
right?
The parade's yeah. today at 11.
At 11.
On, I think, Constitution and 3rd?
7th. It's Constitution from 7th to 34th.
7th, 34th.
Well,
okay.
I will wrap the show up early because I know Rob's got to get out of here and get down to the
well, you know, Mike, as you know, in the entire D.C. area, I'm the guy that's best at attaching paper carnations to floats. And I'm
yes.
overseeing a lot of the floats. They're fabulous.
Rob is so into this. Parade.
But
it's
last
awesome.
Night they were on Fallon and they had Fallon do a keg stand out of the cup.
It was the worst moment of their championship to have to have
but
them deal with Jimmy
fun.
Fallon.
It was it's also nice for the Caps to get national recognition outside of the
yeah,
hockey world.
I agree
right?
with that. I agree
yeah,
with that. But
they
I,
were they profiled Ovechkin and the team's shenanigans in Georgetown on Access Hollywood. Mm-hmm. This is completely gone national and outside of the hockey world. The idea that they would go to the Nationals game, he'd throw out the first pitch twice.
Yes,
and then
he didn't like his first
he'd
one.
He'd go straight to Northwest, the waterfront, and then just start drinking heavily. And then swim in the fountain, also do a cup stand, not a keg stand, multiple times, and let people in the world of social media take videos and hang out and enjoy this fun and share in the glory.
Oh, and the picture of him in bed with the cup is fantastic. It's so great.
Think about the average guy in his early to mid-20s. And by the way, the range is anyway from 20s to 30s. But the fact is, most of these guys are in their 20s.
Ovechkin's 35.
Yeah.
And they have spent their lives in pursuit of elite athleticism, which is a grind from when they are 9 years old all the way through the NHL. And it's constant. And if you don't win a championship, you got to go back to the grindstone again, and you got to start again. And these guys are just go, go, go all the time to release this steam.
Oh, that God.
Is a lifetime for these kids.
And you look at particularly someone like Ovechkin, who has been called the greatest in the league all this time, but to never get there.
It was going to be Dan Marino.
To never get there. It's got to be a double grind. So it's just so much fun to see them doing all this stuff.
So I'm really, really thrilled. We're going to have to get your rats on tomorrow, but that's fine because, you know,
we'll book
them. Time to fill all week long. Let me just
they're
say
not going
a tease,
anywhere.
Okay, so that,
oh dear.
So the answer is
that's
it's still
tease.
A thing.
That's it. We had a block meeting that I didn't go to. I called into because I wasn't feeling well. Right,
I Skyped in
like for everybody, and I was like, "Look, I'm just going to call in. I know I'm right down the street, but I'm not feeling well." And it was an all hands. This is what's happening with our
block. My God. Yes. We will hear about that tomorrow. I cannot wait. That is incredible. I was hoping. Well, I'm sorry. It's your life. So I probably shouldn't hope.
I did it to myself.
Mike, the only thing better than rat infestation and, of course, the plague that comes with it is inter-neighborhood politics. This is going to be fun.
We will take a break. When we come back, it's news you may not need, including one of those great old Florida stories.
Yay!
Right here. And by the way, do you have Lampanelli tape by any chance?
I don't. What did she do?
I'll tell you about it. We'll have it on tomorrow.
Perfect.
But boy, oh boy, did I see a great one. We'll take a break. News you may not need coming up. Caution, ladies and gentlemen. The promo starts now. O'Reilly here. Hey, did you know the Mike O'Mara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Did you know that? Well, you should. Of course they are. You know, interns, they show up, they get coffee, they help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at TMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast too. Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Still the best way to get what you need. However, if you want to make sure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, we've got to get you guys to realize that's what you have to do. Do it right. Listen up. Click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. Super easy. And that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking. If you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
Listen to me, Mike. Don't go to the box store, okay? Because we've been doing some shipping back and forth here at Podcast Village because some equipment comes and goes, and you got to wrap this stuff up. I got this tape dispenser from Scotch, and it's great. It's the tape gun, standard strapping tape gun, but the price they have at Amazon can't be beat. $17 comes with two rolls of tape, and you can ship like a madman.
A great tape gun will save you so much time and agony.
And if you're moving, especially, you got boxes,
man.
Every house should have one, and if you don't, $17 gets you one at Amazon.
Get it.
Amazon really does have everything. You find the tape gun and more at the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com. Get to clicking, you Amazonians.
News!
Woo!
Boo! North Korean leader Kim Jong-un reportedly brought his own portable toilet to Singapore for his meeting with President Trump. Yes, the Mike O'Mara Show, we get to the bottom of the important stories, ladies and gentlemen. World peace? Pshaw. Portable toilet with dear leader? Phenomenal. Yes, yes.
Can tip in with a piece of tape from Fox News yesterday with, is it Brett Baier? When Brett Baier revealed this fact, the reaction I would call priceless.
And you have Kim Jong-un, who arrives here with super security and brings his own toilet so that no one can examine his excrement. This is serious stuff here, and it's surreal. It's crazy.
She cracks up. It's so great. Because you don't want anyone to examine your excrement, Mike.
No, not at all. A former North Korean official says it's not uncommon, quote, rather than using a public restroom, the leader of North Korea has a personal toilet that follows him around when he travels. It's just the way he looks. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
Because he really still, even though he's the murderous, horrible dictator, when he does that smile that's just kind of like this, you know. You know, where his cheeks are just so fat. The leader's excretions contain information about his health status, so they can't be left behind. Or as South Korean reporters put it, he thinks he doing this will, quote, deny determined sewer divers insights into his stools. As far as we know, Trump will make do with the local Singaporean toilet. Well, they've left anyway.
Yes.
Although it wouldn't be surprising if he brought his own possibly golden toilet.
Now, I hate to say I've thought about this, but I have been thinking about it. If really the purpose of the toilet is to keep the refuse away from prying eyes, it couldn't really be a proper toilet with plumbing. It has to be more like a porta potty.
You could have a luxury coach, one of those tour buses that he just goes into and takes care of.
Yeah, they got a cassette deck that has everything. Right. Yeah.
He's the dear leader. This guy, Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live, dating Ariana Grande.
Say that.
You can't say that?
No.
I don't think so. I think this is just he hit the lottery.
Yeah.
He's out of his mind right now. They just publicly confirmed that they're dating 2 weeks ago, and they're moving incredibly fast. A couple of days after that, Pete got a couple of tattoos inspired by Ariana, and now they've found another way to express that they'll be together until death. According to reports, they're already engaged.
What? That's got to be his idea. Got to be his idea. Yeah.
Also, he has, and I'm sorry if I'm reading ahead, Mike, but I've been enamored with this story since it broke, because I was like, man, this guy, Saturday Night Live at 18, right?
Yeah.
I know that he had a tragic childhood with his father in 9/11.
Right.
I understand that. I'm a fan of his regardless.
I am
right?
too. He has very mental. He deals with bipolar issues as well.
And he's been dealing with some substance abuse stuff, but I know that. He was, for a while, I was like, man, how does a funny man like that end up dating, at this time, before Ariana Grande, Larry David's daughter?
Right.
They had a two-year
relationship prior to this relationship. That's
why she has a lot of money.
That's why I was like, this guy, I mean, he must be packing, right?
I never put it that way. Anyway, they've been dating longer.
Yeah.
He really was fascinating.
Yeah, he was.
It's still been less than a month, which feels like an eternity to them. It was only a month ago that Ariana broke up with Mac Miller, her boyfriend of 2 years. A source says, quote, they're a perfect fit. They're not rushing to get married. Well, that's bizarre because they just got engaged, so they are rushing to get married.
Long engagement.
No official comment from Ariana or Pete. So, yeah, with his past, and he's a funny guy, he hit the lottery.
Do you know, she's also got a sister who's overweight. Her name is Ariana Vente.
And not
hey, a Starbucks joke. I like that.
Not fair to judge, but you think that dating Larry David's daughter, who was pretty, by the way, she's gorgeous, that in itself would have been like, man, like this is institutional, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Seinfeld.
Yeah, pipeline to the sci-fi, right, Seinfeld cast.
She must have not been that funny. Like, I don't know what changed. Like, what goes wrong in that relationship?
I saw pictures of her, and she is... pretty, pretty, pretty. Thank you. Thank you very much. There you go. Now, we will have this tomorrow. Rob will have to chop it up.
Okay.
Wow. Insult comedian Lisa Lampanelli. She went to town on a heckler at a gig in San Jose Sunday night. There is footage of her yelling at him to shut the F up. That's fine. Everybody gets hecklers.
Right.
I've yelled at hecklers. We deal with that. It happens. But at one point, she offered to refund his money, and she responded. He responded by offering her $100 to shut up. Then he handed her the money, and she threw it in his face. She goes off on the lighting guys for some reason. Then she goes off on the whole crowd, and here's a quote. One more effing sentiment from anyone, and I'll kick you out.
Mm.
She just completely turns on the entire... It was a moment.
Wow.
You guys have seen... Can't wait to see comedians that go crazy. You'll have to hear it where she's screaming at everybody and
full meltdown.
Looks so different.
She's lost a lot of weight. It's usually fueled by something. If you like turn from the crowd to the lighting guy, there's usually a story to be told.
Kidney stones.
It's the pressure cooker of doing that kind of work. I mean,
she hasn't been the same since she broke up with Pete Davidson.
Thank you. Last week, IHOP announced that they were changing their name to IHOB. Seemed like a pretty transparent attempt to get people talking. We talked about it.
Yes.
Yesterday, they announced the B stands for burgers.
Boo.
There you go. They're going to have big burgers. Okay. Yum, yum. Thank you very much.
Bet they
still
suck.
You can't beat the deal at Governor's up here. Okay?
Wendy's had the best retort. Wendy's had the best retort. They said, somebody was like, oh, are you scared? Wendy's, and Wendy's tweeted back something along the lines as, we're not really going to be afraid of a place that couldn't get pancakes right all these years. Imagine that the burgers are going to be great. Not at all.
Whoever tweets for Wendy's is pretty smart.
They're so funny.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of fast food, Domino's Pizza just announced something that I think that's a little bit better. And this is a gimmick that's okay with me. They plan to drive around the country and fix potholes. They're framing it as a way to, quote, save pizza by giving smoother rides to delivery drivers. They've already started fixing potholes in Bartonville, Texas, Milford, Delaware, Athens, Georgia, and Burbank. And they're taking nominations on their website for other towns at pavingforpizza.com. I'm okay with this.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Not bad.
Not every town will get the Domino's paving crew, though in some cases they'll just be sending the city some money. I'm okay with that, Domino's.
Mm-hmm. If they really mean it, do Wisconsin Avenue, please.
Wisconsin Avenue, yeah, we'll send in the thing to the website.
You know, there's an artist that goes around spray painting like penises on big potholes to make the city fix them.
That's pretty smart too.
Yeah.
Anything for pothole recovery. And now a little something something. A 26-year-old guy named Maurice Castanedo broke into a house in Newport Richey, Florida, around 6 p.m. On a Friday night.
Newport Richey, Florida. Now, where is that?
I'm glad you asked, Rob. It's just north of Tarpon Springs, south of the Warner Boyce Salt Spring State Park, and it's just east of the J.B. Starkey Wilderness Park. It's near the coast.
Oh, well, thank you for putting it. I can almost picture it.
He was armed with a rake, and he was drunk. And for whatever reason, he was naked.
No.
I love my state. He started swinging the rake at the guy inside until that guy grabbed a hammer and went on the offense.
Oh, dear.
Maurice took off running, but the guy chased after him, and he got in three good shots with the hammer before the cops came and arrested Maurice for a burglary with aggravated battery. And, of course, it leads me to today's Florida slogan of the day.
This is a new slogan for Florida.
Yes.
Okay.
Florida. Florida, where every day is hammer time. Oh. Thank you very much. Yes. Glad we did the redo, Oscar. That's worth it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, see, that's the way it should sound.
Yes. Nice.
Professional.
Fun.
Yeah, I like that.
When you're unprofessional, you act just like Lisa Lampanelli.
Oh, Lisa.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. The Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show every
day.
Hi, this is Maddie, and so far on Guilty Pleasures, we've heard from ASMR addicts, stuffed animal collectors, reality TV junkies, and now we want to hear from you. Do you want to air out a secret pleasure that's been weighing you down? Do you find joy in something that's socially unacceptable? Are you one of the many middle-aged men that apparently love Dawson's Creek? Mm. If you answered yes to any of these questions, then Maddie's Guilty Pleasure podcast is the place for you. Join us on the More Network as two Maddies from Buffalo talk about our weird habits and yours. Email your guiltiest pleasure to pleasure@mikeomaraShow.com to have those secrets lifted off of your shoulders. And be sure to tune in to see how your weird habits compare. And remember, it's okay to be really, really, really different.
When I go to the Ben & Jerry's factory, I will be wallowing in guilty pleasure.
Yes. Feel no guilt. Feel no guilt.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, it's the worst time of the year. Your son is popping Excedrin like Tic Tacs. Kidney stones make your pee-pee ouchy. Canada hates you. And your son is singing pirate shanties about cannibalism. What will you do? What will you do? Oscar, perhaps the best idea for a redo ever. Well, you swine. How about the TMOS bonus show? You can't read a promo like this without giving it your all.
No, you got to give it your all. Mm-hmm.
The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from an Oscar Sad Tana into Mike Ho 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 Mara. Eleanor Rigby, wearing a face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
Who?
Just go to MikeOmeraShow.com and click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Really, best redo ever. I mean, if we'd used the old version...
Oh, that would have been dry and weak.
We would have so much giving that we've done in this.
I think we should put the old one on YouTube.
It sounds like a case of hams
as an extra. Yeah, 30 pack.
Put the old angry one on YouTube. spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be Will the old one be on YouTube?
No. It'll be at my house.
Usually we throw it into the sun.
Put it in the hopper.
Yes.
Okay. spread some cheer, bonus show style. I get paranoid about that.
No, you mustn't.
spread some cheer bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Tis truly a win-win. So please quit sucking, and thank you.
Thank you.
And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault. Rob Spiewak.
Mike, have you heard this song this summer? It's huge. Have you heard it? Cardi B?
Oh, of course.
Right now, it's called I Like It. It's a remake
still
of an older song.
I understand her, but she is at the top of the charts.
Well, she has two songs in the top five this week, and she went on the gram yesterday and recorded this message. Apparently, she's very thankful to God and wants to show her gratitude.
I like it. I like it like that. It's number three on the Billboard's Hot 100. And Maroon 5, Girls Like You featuring me, is number four. Like, bro, I'm so happy. I'm so grateful. I'm thankful for y'all for making this happen. I swear, like, if I was to see God, if I was to see Jesus Christ in my dreams today, I will kiss his feet. Like, I wish I could give God a hug, bro. So I'm just gonna hug myself and make pretend that I'm hugging God, because this man does so much for me.
She's going to continue being a successful singer, and until that ends, then she can go back to her career reading audiobooks.
She's lovely.
She's a wonderful person.
Vision of lovely.
The summit was a massive success, obviously, but it wasn't easy for everybody. Dennis Rodman was on CNN yesterday, and the first time he went to North Korea, he talked about how he got death threats, and it really worked him up.
It's amazing. It's amazing. When I said those damn things... When I went back home, I got so many death threats. When I was sitting there protecting everything. And I believed in North Korea. And when I went home, I couldn't even go home. I had to hide out for 30 days. I couldn't even go home.
Couldn't go home.
But I kept my head up high, brother. I knew things were going to change. I knew it. I was the only one. I never had no one to hear me. I didn't know one had to see me. But I took those bullets. I took all that. I took everything. Everyone came at me, and I'm still standing. And today is a great day for everybody. Singapore, Tokyo, China, everything. It's a great day.
He's very emotional and very excited.
I don't blame him.
He did.
Look, he did take a lot of crap about that. Look. And I also understand there's no detail coming out of the summit, but it is something. And look, and this is to all my Democratic friends that are out there. At a certain point, you just have to take the positives with it. And any dialogue is a dialogue. Where will it go? We will see. Did we give up a lot to have the meeting in the first place? Maybe that argument could be made. But a guy like Dennis Rodman, who has absolutely no experience on the diplomatic front, this was a guy that was attacked, and he's having his emotional moment. Do I understand it? Yes. Do I agree with it? Don't agree with every, you know, having guys like Dennis Rodman involved in all this. But at the same time, he's having his moment, and I do believe that he probably was chastised. I remember I was probably one of the people that did it. This guy was raked over the coals because of it. And the fact that there is some movement, anytime a dialogue is established with a leader who has been threatening to send warheads to the United States, I'm sorry, you have to take some positivity out of this, or you're not being honest with yourself. That's the only thing I have to say.
There is a part of Dennis, though, that is this, I guess, megalomaniac, where he is alleging, as of this morning, that he is responsible for the summit.
That's where he's an idiot.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
Where he's an idiot. He gets emotional, but listen to him.
Yeah,
I mean, you've got it. But the thing is, he was the guy that went over there And because I'm not justifying what he did
understood,
then.
Understood.
What I'm saying is I understand him. If there's somebody that's going to be crying over this summit, of course it's Dennis Rodman. That's all I'm saying. And I'm as far as the summit itself, excuse me, whoever the president is, it's still the president that met with the dear leader guy. Did they get any detail? No, they did what they did. You know, Trump got his handshake and
Rodman
all that.
Would do like personal appearances in North Korea. We've done personal appearances in dive bars that felt like North Korea.
Yeah. Also, Rodman told a great story where he gave the dear leader a gift for his birthday. He brought over a pro basketball team that he could watch him play. He loves basketball, apparently. So they've got that relationship going on. One of my favorite things about the summit is you never get to hear Kim Jong-un speak. And yesterday we got to hear his speaking voice.
우리는 오늘 역사적인 이 만남에서 지난 과거를 겪고 새로운 출발을 알리는 그 역사적인 문건에 서명을 하게 됩니다.
I don't know what I expected. It just it was kind of neat because you always see him in the parades.
I expected a higher voice.
I did too, I guess.
Everybody expected
deviated septum.
Yeah, well, no,
like curly.
Yeah.
And I apologize.
Curly.
I apologize for the audio.
Look, mittens. Na na me. Na na na. No, 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 no. Hey, I orange hair.
I apologize for the audio, but that was recorded in his private toilet. That's what I wanted. Wouldn't it be great if it turned out that they were the same person, him and the lady? Someone comes in and breaks the wig off. It's the leader. Are you watching Bachelorette this year?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the Bachelorette. Right?
Yeah, they spotlighted a pretty good moment. I mean, you always think nothing new can happen. But a new guy had a new trouble, and they spotlighted it on Jimmy Kimmel last night. Poor guy.
One of your guys was rushed to the hospital, and he's in intensive care.
Wait, what? Who is it?
David is who got hurt.
Oh,
busted nose, busted face.
The moneymaker.
Oh, my God. Who did that?
He fell out of bed. Landed on his face.
Well, that's that's a first.
Drinks.
Wow. Twist. He never had a bunk bed injury on the show before. You might as well just send David home. I mean, I don't see backup picking the guy who fell out of bed as the man of her dreams.
Yeah, they were really, really hard wood floors. And let us close with this. Again, congratulations to the Capitals. Couple tapes here. They're having the big parade downtown, like 20 blocks long. Mm-hmm. And of course, when you do a parade like that, the National Park Service is very involved. And Tucker Barnes on Channel 5 this morning talked to the official spokesman for the National Park Service.
Things are looking good later today. Hey, we got Mike Litteris with National Park Service coming up, and he's got important information for you, so stay tuned for that. Just a minute.
Yeah, we've had him on before. His name is Mike Litteris, and he is the rep and media rep for the National Park Service, and he introduced him again later on in the show.
Come on, go Cats! There it is, yeah! I am joined by the one and only, and this is an exciting day!
40 years wandering in the wilderness, here we are.
We are fired up. This is Mike Litteris with the National Park Service.
And really, it's lucky that they had him on.
That's his real name.
Yeah, it is his real name, and it's lucky they had him on.
Wait a minute. This
is God. No, it's his God-given name.
And we've seen him at different events.
Yes.
Litteris. Mike Litteris. Yeah. And it's lucky that they had him on Channel 5, because normally he's very hard to find.
Yeah.
I've heard him paged in airports a couple
yes,
of times.
Yes, I believe so. Anyway. Yeah.
When you see it written out on the little lower third, you're like, oh my God, this is the guy's real name.
And I've never seen him this excited. He's very happy about the parade. He's very, very. Anyway, so
he's always excited.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app. Time-coded bookmarks, great media controls, all sorts of good stuff. All snail mail for the show can be sent to the Mike O'Mara Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, on average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Check out Every Town for Gun Safety and find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
102 tickets sold, and we just went on sale less than 20 minutes ago. Keep it up. Don't
you
get
sold
happy.
100 tickets in
102
the first, like,
tickets
five
sold
seconds?
Already.
Wow.
Get your tickets, people.
Wow.
Get them quick.
Yeah.
Get going. Got ciao, 300 ciao. Left. Sorry. Right, bye-bye. Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.